What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, yo chum. Come to the cabaret.
Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. It's such an honor for the show to feature a winner of 4 Tony Awards, an Oscar, a Legends Grammy, 2 Golden Globes, and an Emmy. That describes the legend herself, Liza Minnelli. Here's our contributor, Paul Leary.
Liza Minnelli, thanks for joining us here on South Florida Arts Beat. It is an absolute pleasure to have you.
Oh, sweet Paul, thank you so much.
I can't tell you how excited I am to be able to ask you a few questions about your South Florida appearance. You're going to be at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts February 16th.
Yes.
And I want to hear about what's going on in the show in this tour.
Well, it's a new show. You haven't seen it.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. And it's fun. It's fun for the audience. It's fun for me because it's a little more, how can I say, it's not so formal. There's more conversation between me and the audience. And I'm singing the songs that have been requested so much.
And what kind of requested songs? Can you give us a few hints?
Yeah. Well, things that I haven't sung in a while, like Ring Them Bells.
Oh, great.
And Harvest Moon.
Excellent.
Aw, thanks. And a few others.
You know, it's funny because I was going to ask if you were going to do some of the favorites, and I got a few questions from online people, and that was one of the questions. What are you doing some of the old favorites that maybe you hadn't done in a long time?
Yes.
Is there a name for this tour?
No, not at all. Just hi, I'm here.
And you know, I was on online. I saw you were performing with your sister Lorna Luff not too long ago in New York.
Well, that was just one song, and it was her show.
Yeah.
That she put together with a whole bunch of people that she knows who are wonderful talents who have had breast cancer the way that she has had it.
Yeah.
And I just helped her introduce it.
And also recently we saw that you were a big supporter of the Dallas Buyers Club film with Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto winning Golden Globes.
Oh, absolutely. God, I love that movie.
Wasn't that a fantastic film? Strong performance.
Just fantastic.
And is it true
really
that...
Really wonderful.
Is it true that you said that if Matthew McConaughey doesn't get an Oscar, you're going to give him yours?
Yeah, it's true. I said it. I don't know why. No, I said it. We'll see.
You know, here in South Florida, we're so lucky because I would say myself over the last 10 years or so, you have brought your show through the area several times. So we're lucky to have you down here. Is there something about South Florida that you like besides the sun that brings you down here
every
few years?
Yes, I have friends down there. And like you said, I love the weather and the atmosphere. And I just think it's lovely.
Everybody knows, of course, the iconic film Cabaret, which was the Oscar-winning performance for Liza Minnelli. But I didn't know in 1995 that they selected the Library of Congress to preserve this film in the National Film Registry. That's quite an honor.
No, isn't that something?
Quite an honor.
Well, I mean, you know, Bob Fosse deserves it. He was a brilliant director, and he had an eye like no one.
And also, they have restored it here in Miami at one of our cinemas, one of our art houses. They're showing it on the big screen. Cabaret is on the big screen. They restored it. Why do you think why do you think this movie has such staying power?
Because it's really good.
Some have said it's one of the best musicals ever made, period.
Well, it also stands, it's the truth in that, you know, people don't go singing a lot outside of the cabaret. They sing, yes, once in the garden, the beer garden.
Oh,
but
right.
That's like a song about Nazis, right?
Right.
The anthem.
Right. It wasn't a traditional musical where it took place outside of the stage. Most, if not all of the songs, except the one you just mentioned, were on the stage in the cabaret in the film.
Yes, indeed. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that set that was built and working with Joel, I'm telling you, the whole cast was fun to work with. And we all respected each other and really loved each other. And they sent us off to Germany to do a film about singing Nazis. Come on.
I'm with you.
You know? I said, all right.
Did you know that it was going to be much different than the stage version of the musical?
Yes, I did.
Because a lot of the songs were cut in order to, I guess, it was really more than a musical. It was a dramatic film in a lot of ways.
Oh, it was very dramatic, but it had all the, it's a real musical, but it's also a real story. So when the music comes in, it's usually on the nose. You know, it's pointing something out or it's preparing you for something that's going to happen or
now,
whatever. But that was fun.
Are you bringing cabaret into this South Florida appearance?
Oh, sure.
I've seen you so many times, you have to do cabaret.
Oh, yeah, and maybe this time, too.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Thank you.
What about your appearances on TV? You know, you're opening up to so many different audiences over the years. You were on Smash not too long ago and even had great raves for Arrested Development. How does that make you feel to have new audiences?
Oh, terrific. Just wonderful. If the work is good and you're working with good people and people like it, you couldn't be more pleased. That's what you're working for.
Yeah. You know, another great South Florida guy, Johnny Rogers, who's been a friend here on this show.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on South Florida Arts Beat performing live here in our radio station studios at WLRN. Can you tell us the story how you met Johnny Rogers?
I just think he's great. Johnny is great. And I met him because I saw him perform. And he was so good. I thought, wait a minute, this kid has something. So I talked to him. And I asked him if he wanted to play with me, you know, the piano, and also sing. And he said, yeah, sure. So we did shows. When Billy couldn't do them, we did them. Mm-hmm. And then when I did the Kay Thompson show,
yes,
I said, oh, we got to have this kid. He's just great. And he was.
And you mentioned the great Billy Stritch, who you've been touring with for a number of years as well, and been your musical director. It's always great when I see you guys in concert and Billy comes out and does some numbers with you. What a talent.
Oh, really? I know. It's just wonderful. And, you know, it's so much fun to be on the stage with a talented person.
You always surround yourself with the best talent.
Oh, thank you. I've learned to recognize it.
So people that are coming to your South Florida show, again, at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts in Fort Lauderdale, they're going to have a good time. You're going to tell some old stories, maybe some inside stories of your father, Vincent Minnelli, directing some movies when you were on. Well, I mean, like, I remember you used to say, like, when you were on the set as a young person, little stories like that. You would tell stories about the behind the scenes of making this movie or that movie. He used to bring little costumes home for you.
Oh, yeah. That was all wonderful, but this is kind of a different show. It's all about this. One song really does lead to another. You know, and there's a reason for singing, and that's that I love them, and they've been requested. Whenever I can tell stories, I do.
It's like Liza's greatest hits.
Liza's most requested hits.
Most requested hits. You have one of the things I always, when I'm at one of your live performances, the age range of your fan base is from young to old and back again and everything in between. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
No, isn't that wonderful?
I think it's fantastic that the people come out. What do you count that there are so many different demographics for Liza Minnelli? Why do you think that is?
I guess because I was trained as an entertainer through Broadway, and I always wanted to be an entertainer. So I think that it's interesting. And then I went to Charles Aznavour, you know, the French singer.
Oh, sure.
Who was so wonderful, and I asked him if I could study with him, and he let me do that. So I asked the best people in the world if I could study with them.
And I guess something rubbed off.
Well, it's, you know, it's your job to learn if you're studying.
I guess you have to have the goods, though, to go with the teachers. You got to have the goods.
Yeah, somebody said that the other day. They said, well, you got to have the brains to ask.
So we're talking about Liza Minnelli bringing her show to South Florida. She's going to be singing some of her most requested songs, a lot of things that she hasn't done in a number of years.
And some would surprise you. I mean, some aren't big hits. I mean, you'll get a kick out of it, I think.
You mean there's some that people really have appreciated over the years, but maybe necessarily something you aren't known for, perhaps, like the Cabaret and maybe This Time in New York.
Yes,
I mean, some of those will be in there, too.
Of course.
you have been here a number of times over the years, and you have a, sort of a special connection with a lot of the different communities and things that you've stood up for over the years. You did a wonderful tribute the day after that many years ago that raised awareness and funds for AIDS. Can you talk a little bit about that work and what that means to you?
Well, I didn't know what else to do, and I thought when Fred Ebb and John Cantor had just written the show, and the day after that was in it. And when this whole thing happened that was so awful and that I was so close to, I thought, what can I do? Yes, I can help Elizabeth, and yes, I can be part of that organization. And yes, I can, but it needs something else. And I thought of that song. And everybody was so excited to do it, and we did it at the United Nations building.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, really? It was really wonderful.
With a big chorus behind you.
Huge.
Yeah. And you directed the video for that. And, you know, the other thing about that video, the day after that in the song, you recorded it, I think, in French and in Spanish. And tell me if I'm wrong, was it Gloria Estefan that translated the lyric?
Yes.
Lyrics for you?
Absolutely. And Charles Aznavour in French.
Did the French version, the day after that.
Mm-hmm. People are dying, and they've forgotten some of the wonderful things that have been told to us. So you have to remind them.
That's true. Well, it has indeed been my absolute pleasure to have Liza Minnelli here on South Florida Arts Beat. We look forward to seeing you and your appearance here in Fort Lauderdale. Liza Minnelli, thank you so very, very much.
Oh, thank you, honey. Can't wait to see everybody.
Catch more theater on Paul Leary's website, BroadwayEdition.org, and you can contact him on Twitter @PaulLeary. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.